and you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.
Take a tambourine, go on, get yourself a whistle. Take a tambourine, go on, get yourself a whistle. Aubrey Bruce and Margo Hinton should have had ladies first, so it should have been Margo Hinton, Ray Porter Jr., right. Vince Butts, Trevin A. Jones, and Aubrey Bruce. So there you go. Much respect to you.
Thank you.
Without question. We do it right here. We do it right. So we're talking NFL. We're going to spend a little bit more time on the NFL, and then we're going to talk about some other things. But real quick, we were talking about Le'Veon Bell, and we spent enough time on Le'Veon. But I'm going to let these gentlemen finish their point. And we talked about running backs, though. We also threw some history in there because we talked about quarterbacks in the NFL and the way running backs are devalued that Vince and Margo brought up. I want to ask you all this question. Talk about devalue in the NFL. Julio Jones. What about him? Not the Falcons are not going to renew his contract, but he still has 3 years left.
Right.
But they're not going to renew. Isn't he one of the best receivers in the league right now?
Second
he
best.
He is. But why would you set a precedent now to extend a guy with 3 years left on his deal?
Because it's Julio Jones.
Then now you set a precedent going forward that players are going to now start to, you know, 3 years in their deal, they don't think they're, you know, they're getting paid what they should. Now they're going to start. Everyone's going to, you know, want more money sooner.
But it's Julio Jones.
You got to wait your time.
When you talk about Matty Ice and Matty Ice having a target to throw to, it's Julio Jones.
That was off mic.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, the teams want to make sure they lock up their players with at least 2 years left. I mean, I'm hearing the Rooneys talk about that with Roethlisberger. I've heard that they've talked about that with other players as well, the Patriots with Brady. They don't want them to get to the point where it's the final year of their contract. So, you know, and they did that with Antonio. Still did that with Antonio as well. So
I'm going to throw this at you. Mm-hmm. And I love how you come with that information. It's always a wealth of information. And I love the way you analyze it. Julio Jones has caught over 1,000 yards in receiving.
Bad boy.
For the past 4 years. 4 years. Consistently. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
The year before he started, he had 580. But then his second year in the league, he had 1,198 yards receiving.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most receiving yards he's had in the season, 1,800. Are you kidding me? It's Julio Jones. Why not give the man his money?
And I think it's wrong that, think about this. I mean, they're saying, the Falcons are already saying that they're not going to extend this contract with 3 years left. What's the respect of a player of his magnitude?
Why are they bringing it up now?
That's where I'm at.
It's like, if you're not going to do it, and I agree with you, Vince, if you're not going to do it, why is it news now?
Yeah, and I agree with that. Why is it news?
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
It wasn't the Atlanta Falcons who weren't even in it.
My point. Or the year before.
Well, that should have been the Atlanta Falcons the year before.
No. But my point is this. Your value is always – we talked about – each team getting $255 million from the television revenue, marketing. It's about marketing, period. And Julio, I don't care how good you are, he deserves every dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in America. This primitive society is all about winning.
Mm.
You know, it's as simple as that, period. I mean, and when you go beyond that, everything else is a wash.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're the second best receiver in the league, which he is, hey. He deserves to get his money just like anybody else.
But I watched Academy Awards. I don't remember who was the runner-up for the Oscar.
Right.
I feel like Vince got something he want to say. Go ahead,
Vince. And Vince knows why I'm saying that. But
he just signed his contract a few years ago.
Yeah, a $71 million contract. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was okay then. And just because you know, a guy like Jarvis Landry is getting paid more money
because he goes to the Browns. Who needed him?
No, I mean, they had the money to spend.
Right.
I mean, if he's willing to accept a trade to go to a team that has plenty of cap space, I mean, bring that up.
Capitalize.
You can't. If somebody says they're going to buy a car from you and they write the check for $25,000 or whatever the car is, after they give you a check, you can't say, well, after they've been driving, well, you know what? You got to change that to $60,000 now. You got the car, you're driving the car, because I want more.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a certain period that you're too deep in. To back out.
Exactly.
So, look, I mean, I think that if he has if teams are willing to have a history of renegotiating with 2 years left on a deal, he has one more year. Play it out and then go talk.
Okay.
I would pay him because it gives you a guarantee.
Right.
Well, I would pay him because of that, not because you're going to set a precedent, like you said, but also for me, I would pay him just behind the fact to say, now, look, we're going to pay you now. You come back with some nonsense, you're done, and it's going to be collusion. You'll never play for any other team in the NFL.
But if you renegotiate now his, like right now, his contract might not be guaranteed. Like these 3 years might not be guaranteed. So when we negotiate, and so now the next 1-2 years are now guaranteed. So his play drops off, and then what?
They pay Kirk Cousins. They pay Kirk Cousins all these guys, all this guaranteed money.
He got three franchise 1 year deals, and then he got a 3 year guaranteed contract.
Right.
I mean, if players want to renegotiate the collective bargaining agreement to change things so that they can get shorter deals guaranteed money.
Oh man!
Then they need to go ahead and step to the table and do that.
And you're hitting.
The current system.
Right.
And again, we're talking 3 years. You still have 3 years left. So do we really want to get into a situation where all these players just signed a deal, and It's like it's different if you've outperformed the contract. But you can't just because a couple players around the league are getting their money, now you want to redo yours?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, yeah, and a lot of players do that. So, yeah, that is true. In another sport, I remember when Ricky Henderson made that big old gripe, and the players around him put money in a jar and gave it to him.
And speaking of another sport, and speaking of baseball, and speaking of deals, and speaking of contracts, and speaking of the way the powers that be work, how do you send Manny Machado to the Los Angeles Dodgers for 5 minor leaguers?
Yeah.
Somebody explain that to me.
There's no explanation. I mean, and
what's up with the Orioles, though? Because the Orioles are on the receiving end of that.
That's a rental.
Yeah, I just still can't get that. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
They have a he plays shortstop.
Yes. Play third base, but doesn't want to play.
They have a couple players already ahead of him, already there in the organization. So from what I've heard, he's going at the end of this year. He's going to test free agency.
Right. So it's a rental,
gave up, I think they gave up five prospects.
Minor leaguers.
Right.
One is Yusnil Diaz, an outfielder from Cuba.
Okay.
He's their number 4 prospect in their organization. I mean, you gave up your number 4 prospect for a half a season? And that's unheard of to me.
Well, I think, too, they probably were projecting what the number 4 prospect was going to demand in salary. So it's all about numbers. And baseball has this, like, false cap, but it's really false.
Right.
Because they throw, like, dollars around.
And it's really a shame. I had brought this up last week, but it's sad to see how, from a baseball standpoint, how Baltimore has fallen. I mean, I remember that 1988 year when they started 0-21. That's what that team reminds me of, And they had Cal Ripken on that team. So it's really a shame. But I thought Machado was going to New York. I really thought that.
Me too.
And I know Philly was trying to get up in there too. So, the Dodgers did what they were, as a contender. I love the trade deadline because I love it when contenders start getting to work. So they doing what contenders do.
I had to throw that in there real quick. So we're going to wrap all this up, and we're going to go back to where we started because I know that you guys love the sport. And what I want to talk about real quick is, man, I can't wait to see LeBron James playing Lakers for the Los Angeles Lakers.
It's gonna be fun.
I can't wait. And the reason is because we saw Summer League. I got excited for a second. The Portland Trailblazers won Summer League. I don't know if you guys watched the Summer League. They won like 20 or 30.
Yeah.
They won the Summer League. So that means that the Portland Trailblazers got some fire coming in the young stars. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we didn't see, you know, the veterans and all that. I get mm-hmm. that. But that just should pump up Portland and their fans.
I'm excited.
Go ahead, Aubrey.
Maurice Lucas was in my homeroom in 10th grade at Shinley.
Really?
Mo.
Really?
Right.
Wait, let me say this, because my mother always talks about, she went to Fifth Avenue, and she talks about when they played against Maurice, she remembers Maurice Lucas or something like that. And
isn't
I'm like,
that something?
Maurice Lucas, I remember him.
And it was so deep because of football players, we looked at basketball players like not kindly, but in homeroom, he was always so, Miss Rainow was our homeroom teacher. Mm. He was always such a laid-back guy. Mm-hmm. And just a good guy. Mm-hmm. And then I see him on the cover of Sports Illustrated, like the Terminator. I was like, what? Mo Lucas?
Right. Yeah, he was a beast, though. He was like, nice. Like the, I don't want to call him a thug, but, I mean, when he got on the court, it's like you didn't mess with him.
And them Shelly teams are just legendary,
right?
Man.
Right? And legendary. So for you millennials who don't know what we're talking about, Google it. anyway.
LeBron, though. Let's get back to LeBron.
I knew that was coming. Go ahead, Mario.
I was going to say, the only thing I'm disappointed about is the week before LeBron decided to become a Laker, I went out and bought some Cavalier leggings, full leg, and a hat. I had my whole Cavalier new outfit. Had to put it to the side. Then I went out and got some Lakers gear because I'm true and through and through and through a LeBron James fan. Since we don't have a team, I got to be LeBron. I don't care where he's at. It could be Miami, it could be Miami, it could be Cleveland, and now it's L.A. So I travel with him.
I had to put that out there for Margot and Aubrey. So before we run out of time, I got to say this. Aubrey and Margot are with us today because they're going to come to the network. They're joining the sports team, and they're going to do a couple of podcasts, which is, I think is going to be off the hook. Margot is going to do hers from a woman's perspective, not just about sports, but with other different areas and topics. And, of course, we all know Aubrey Bruce, who actually could cover other different topics as well. He's going to do a little sports for us in his podcast. So I want you guys to keep your ears and eyes open for that, because we got some new stuff. The family here at Urban Media Today is growing. It's on the Urban Media Today website, which is the online magazine, and also on the radio station. So I had to put that out there. And if you don't know, you need to go to urbanmediatoday.com. Check that out. Download the app, Live 365, so that you can listen to us 24/7. Before we go, Ray and Vince, I'm going to turn it over to our guests. If they have any last words they want to say, this is the fourth quarter. We're wrapping up. And Margo, ladies first.
The last words that I would say is thank you guys for having me here. It's been a blast, and I can't wait to be a part of the family. Thank you.
Mr. Bruce.
The Steelers are going to miss
Le'Veon
Bell in 2019.
Okay.
But in 2018, it's because of the fact that Antonio Brown is such a great player, mm-hmm. but when you don't have anyone to take the emphasis off him, you know, Martavis is gone now. Juju, I'm sure, is going to step up, but they're going to double team Antonio if they have to. After our boy Le'Veon rings the final bell.
All right, Ray Porter Jr.
I really feel like, and I was looking at. It's a shame when you lose your train of thought. But in reference to Bell, and as far as 2019, I mean, I think Pittsburgh will be ready. You know, I believe he's gone, but I think they'll be ready. I'm looking forward to a good year from James Conner. Just stay healthy. And people keep forgetting about Jalen Samuels, that everything running back from South Carolina. He did some things, so I really believe that. I mean, when you have a good offensive line, put my son back there, and he'll do a little damage. And also, I wanted to say that the champion Philadelphia Eagles. How about Nick Foles leading in jersey sales? Isn't that something? He's the man. But I really believed, and I think that Philly has to realize you just can't keep two quarterbacks like that. 2018 is going to show who's going to be the man for that team and who's going to be trade bait, and it's obviously going to be Foles.
Vince Butts, the ball is yours.
I want to give a shout out to future Hall of Famer Revis Island on the retirement of Darrell Revis, former Pitt cornerback, phenomenal player. I can't wait to see his Hall of Fame speech.
And that's awesome. I'm glad you said that because you took my thunder. I was going to say, talk about Darrell Revis retiring after, what, 11 seasons?
11 seasons.
And he's a Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. I got to see him when I first moved to Pittsburgh. Was this back in 2003. He was playing with Aliquippa. And at that time, they went to the state championship. And I saw him play over at Heinz Field. And I knew right then and there that Darrell Revis was some kind of player. He was returning punts for touchdowns at that time in his career. And he was playing all types of positions. It wasn't just defensive back. So, yeah, kudos to Darrell Revis announcing his retirement. It's a special dude. That's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. There's more of this next week. Where this came from. I'm Trevin A. Jones, and our guest had the honor of having Miss Margo Hinton with us, as well as Aubrey Bruce, Miss Rayfin, for Ray Porter Jr. and Vince Butts, and the big guy, Alan Lincoln. Make sure that you check us out next week. Of course, there's a replay of this show today at 6 p.m. if you missed this morning or caught just a part of it. You want to hear all four quarters because we play the full game. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Have a good weekend.
Urban Media Today talks sports every week on Urban Media Today Radio, where you can listen in on free music and podcasts on our SoundCloud station at Urban Media Today. And for more information, log on to urbanmediatoday.com, your lifestyle, entertainment, and sports blog website.
What type of games are being played? How's it doing there? I get up, all right?
Looking for some magic? Urban Media Today Radio. For the very best in adult and urban music, listen to us on our app at TuneIn or Live 365. Urban Media Today features great music, entertainment updates, HBCU sports, breakfast toast and jams mixes for your morning wake up, and sports. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and register to win prizes on a weekly basis. All right here on Urban Media Today Radio.